Blog Talk Radio.
To the Red Fox Blogger with your host, Kel Fritzy, as we celebrate Canada Day. This is a very special episode. There are no politics involved today. No, this is a show for the entire family, so please gather around the kids as they learn a little history about this wonderful country and what Canada means to me. Canada initially was Dominion Day. Now, Dominion Day is the name of the holiday that we commemorate, and that is, of course, the formation of Canada as a Dominion on July 1st in 1867. The holiday was renamed to Canada Day, by Act of Parliament on the 27th of October in 1982, and I will get into that one in a minute. Now, on June 20th of 1868, Governor General, the Viscount of Moncton, issued a royal proclamation asking for Canadians to celebrate the anniversary of the Confederation. However, the holiday was not established statutorily until 1879, when it was designated as Dominion Day in reference to the designation of the country as a Dominion of the British North America Act. The holiday was initially not dominant in the national calendar up until the early 20th century. Canadians thought themselves to be primarily British, thus being less interested in celebrating distinctly Canadian forms of patriotism. No official celebrations were therefore held until 1917. That was the golden anniversary of Confederation, and none again for a further decade. Now, beginning in 1958, the Canadian government began to orchestrate Dominion Day celebrations, usually consisting of the Trooping of the Colors. These were ceremonies that would take place on Parliament Hill in the afternoon and evening, followed by a mass band concert and fireworks display. Kids, wake up. It's history. Pay attention. Come on. Canada Centennial in 1967. Is often seen as an important milestone in the history of Canadian patriotism and in Canada's maturing as a distinct independent country, after which Dominion Day became more popular with average Canadians. Into the late 1960s, nationally televised multicultural concerts held in Ottawa were added, and the FIT, known as Festival Canada. From the 1960s into the 1980s, Dominion Day was the date for the Miss Dominion of Canada beauty pageant, held at Niagara Falls, Ontario. Now, I'm going to interrupt. And kids, wake up! I'm telling you, it's history! Ottawa is the capital of Canada. That is where our parliament resides. Okay, getting back to the beauty pageant. Oh, no, let's not, shall we? After the 1980s, the Canadian government began to promote the celebrating of Dominion Day beyond the national capital. Like I say, Ottawa! Giving grants and aid to cities across the country to help fund local activities because we really wanted to celebrate Canada Day, or back then, as it was known, as Dominion Day. And I have a funny feeling that David Menzies is going to have an issue with me with this one. I'll get into that one on another program. David Menzies, he insists that Canada Day is actually Dominion Day. That was what it was originally called. I will get into that one in a minute. The term Dominion, it was originally coined by Sir Leonard Tilley. He came up with it as a way to encapsulate the aspirations of the Confederation generation. It was derived from the 8th verse of the 72nd Psalm and was intended to denote the breadth of the country from sea to sea, not dominion, as sometimes later claimed. Well, I always did like Dominion Day. Like I say, I'll get into that one in a minute. Now, all the fathers of Confederation, they agreed to use the term as an alternative to kingdom, which was seen as provocative to the United States. And we know the history of Canada and the United States via the War of 1812. By the 1970s, the term Dominion was rarely used by the national government, and the Trudeau government was in favor of renaming Dominion Day, although it did not give official backing to the proposal. The holiday was actually renamed in 1982 following the patriation of the Canadian Constitution as a result of a private member's bill in the House of Commons. Now, this is what I want to bring you to. I was explaining I liked Dominion Day, and so does David Menzies. And he has an issue with it being called Canada Day. I don't have too much of an issue with it because, hey, we are Canadian. However, the British North America Acts of 1867 to 1975 are the original names of a series of acts at the core of the Constitution of Canada. They were enacted by the Parliament of the United Kingdom and the Parliament of Canada. In Canada, some acts were amended or repealed by the Constitution Act in 1982. The rest were renamed the Constitution Acts. In the United Kingdom, these acts were passed by the British Parliament, and they remain in the law books under their original names. The terms British North America Act or the B&A Act refers to the British colonies of North America, and thus that is why Canada Day was originally called Dominion Day. In 1982, that changed, though, when we came up with our own constitution under Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau and established Canada Day. Now, Canada, it dates its history as a country to the British North American Act, however, and that was established in 1867. It came into effect on July 1st in 1867. However, Canada was not established as fully independent since the United Kingdom retained legislative control over Canada and full control over Canadian foreign policy. Canada did not have any foreign embassies until its first one was established in Washington, D.C. in 1931. Kids, I'm telling you, get back here. This is history. Pay attention. Now, until 1949, changes to the British North America Act could be made only by British Parliament. The British North America Act No. 2 in 1949 gave the Parliament of Canada the power to make limited constitutional amendments. But full Canadian control over the Constitution was not achieved until the passage of the Canada Act in 1982. Thus, we celebrate Canada Day. But I still like Dominion Day. This lonely delay was in large part due to the inability to agree upon a procedure for making a constitutional amendment and various other amendments that was acceptable to all the provinces, in particular the province of Quebec. That's the whiny province. Because of this, all British North American acts dated before 1949 were passed by the British Parliament, while some of those dated after 1949 were passed by the Canadian Parliament. Are you confused yet? Yeah, me too. But don't worry, we'll get through it. You'll figure it out. When Canada patriated its constitution with the passage of the Canada Act of 1982, the existing British North American Acts were either repealed or modernized and retitled as Constitution Acts within Canada. So there's a little bit of a boring, very boring history for you kids out there. And like I say, straighten up in your chairs. I've got more stuff coming, I promise. I really do promise. But I am very proud of Canada. I'm very proud of this country. I'm very proud to be a resident in it. I'm very proud to be a Canadian. And today I really do want to celebrate Canada Day. Sorry for the boring details at the beginning, kids. But like I say, this is history. This is Canada. This is our day to celebrate our birthday, our birth as a nation. Now, I want to share with you some interesting facts about Canada. Yeah, 50 great Canadian inventions. Some are very important people. Some are rather interesting. For example, one of the proudest inventions that I think that Canada came up with was insulin. That is the treatment for diabetes. That was invented in 1921 by Dr. Frederick Banting and Charles Bess. We invented the light bulb in 1874, and that was courtesy of Henry Woodward and Matthew Evans. And I'm kind of sorry for this one. We invented five-pin bowling, but maybe the ladies will like that one. That was in 1908 by Thomas R. Ryan. Oh, and the ladies will like this one too. We invented the Wonder Bra in 1964, and that was courtesy of Louise Poirier. One other invention I am very proud of is that we invented the pacemaker in 1950, and that was courtesy of John Hopps, Wilfred Bigelow, and John Callaghan. We invented the Robinson screwdriver in 1908. Thank you, Peter Robertson. We invented the zipper in 1913, by Gideon Sundback. No more button-up pants, ladies and gentlemen, although I know that is more or less a fashion statement today, but yes. We invented the electric wheelchair in 1952. Thank you, George Klein. We gave you guys out there in the entire world a real treat when we invented poutine, and that was in 1957. Thank you, Fernand Lamache. Now, if you do not know what poutine is, you are missing out on something sinfully delicious. Poutine is French fries smothered in gravy and drizzled in cheese. Very fattening, but very, very tasty. But that's okay. We came up with a lot of great inventions in Canada. We have a lot of very talented people that came from Canada and introduced products worldwide that would make life easier for everybody. Everything. We invented Java programming language. We coined Bloody Caesar. We were contributors in the space program with the Canada arm. We, unfortunately, one thing I don't like, established standard time. We gave you the electron microscope. We gave you the Skidoo. We gave you the BlackBerry. We invented radio voice transmission. Birchburg canoes. We invented basketball in 1892. Thank you, James Naismith. This one's interesting. We also invented the retractable beer carton handle in 1957, thanks to Steve Pazjak. And that is fitting, eh? Canadians like their beer. We did all sorts of things. We invented the goalie mask in hockey. We invented pablum. We invented lacrosse, the electric oven, a steam fog horn so that the sailors out there could find their way to port, the walkie-talkie, the alkaline, long-lasting battery, the paint roller. Yeah, Canada invented the paint roller, and that is making our lives very much easier. We invented the snowblower, the self-propelled combine harvester. Thank you, Thomas Carroll. You made the lives of farmers so much easier in 1937. And like I say, we gave you instant mashed potatoes. And if you are of my age, when you were a kid, I bet your mom had a box of that in the cupboard, and you remember how they tasted. So I apologize for that. We invented explosive vapor detectors, marine screw propellers. We invented plexiglass in 1931. William Chalmers, thank you. We invented keyframe animation, CPR mannequin, Actor 911. We invented the G-suit, which I have no idea what that is, but you guys can Google off and figure that one out for yourself. We invented the Ardox spiral nail, automatic lubricating cup, crash position indicators, and, very important, the caulking gun. And something else that we invented, and maybe this drives TSA agents crazy out there, separatable baggage check. So a few facts from Canada, a few of our inventions that I thought you might enjoy hearing about. But one thing we did create was the spirit of this country and what it means to be a Canadian. I'm very proud to be one. I'm very proud to introduce to you some nonsensical facts that you can take to the water cooler on Tuesday morning and share with your pals. But we are also very patriotic. We're a patriotic country. We're proud of who we are. We are proud of whence we came, and we're proud of where we're going. We have a lot of Canadian pride. We are very, very patriotic, and I am so proud to share this day with you and let you know what that means to me and hopefully what it means to you. But Canada, it is an interesting place, and the rest of the world, they think so. And that's even if Canadians don't, and sometimes we do lose that spirit. I'm here to revive that spirit for you to take pride in your country, whether it be Canada or the UK or the United States. We are people that belong to nations, and we should hold that nation up with pride and be proud to be part of it. I'm certainly proud of mine. I'm certainly proud of Canada. I am very, very proud of everything that Canada stands for. We are a great country. We stand for freedom. We stand for democracy. And we stand for equality. I could not have asked to have been born in a greater nation than Canada. We have a very solid reputation as being that. We are stolid and we are solid. We're a stolid and solid country. Canada has really come into her own since 1867. I am very, very honored that you're my friend. In Canada, we have friends. We make friends all over the planet. And like I say, don't ever doubt your heritage or anything like that. We have every reason to hold our heads up high and be proud of our accomplishments, even if it is the separable baggage checks and the zipper. But I do like the zipper part. And all sorts of things in here that make life easier. I really enjoy watching hockey. I'm really happy we invented that goalie mask, because some of those fellas there in the net, they really take a punching, don't they? Canada gave that to you, of course. Now, I mentioned that we invented basketball. Yes, we did. There was a time when kids would be throwing around a ball and they would throw it into a harvest net, if you want to call it that. It would be like a weaved net. It would be a basket. Well, it would be it's a basket. It was a basket. It was insane. They would throw this ball up, and it would land in this basket, and then they would have to get a ladder out and take the ball out so they could resume playing. Finally, a janitor came up with an idea. Why don't you cut a hole in the bottom? And thus they did. So now we have a true basketball net. Things like that. The retractable beer carton handle. Well, you know, of course, only a Canadian could come up with that one. But we have done a lot. I'm very, very proud of the idea of the medicine that we have brought to the world stage that saved lives, like insulin, and things that make life easier, like the electric wheelchair. I'm very proud of the steam fog horn that alerts sailors when they're reaching the shores or they need help. I am very proud of a lot of these things. And the snowblower, that's my lifesaver. If you live in the country, believe me, you are grateful to the snowblower. And the caulking gun. That one is a lifesaver if you work around the house and you're finding those nasty drafts. Your caulking gun is your best friend. But you know what? I'm also proud to be neighbors with one of the greatest as well. And I'm going to let a man explain to you what Canada means to the United States. And this is Tom Brokaw.
This is the Peace Arch, standing near the westernmost edge of the U.S.-Canadian border, 30 miles south of the Olympic City, between Blaine and Washington State, and Surrey, British Columbia. This was dedicated in 1921 to commemorate the treaty that ended the War of 1812 between the U.S. and Great Britain. Remember, Canada was a British colony. That was a long time ago, but the inscription on the arch sums up the relationship. May these gates never be closed. We share more than a long border, of course. No dotted line can divide our joint stewardship of a treasure of natural riches. From the Atlantic to the Pacific, and back again. Shorelines, wild rivers, and great lakes, vast forests and grasslands. Precious ores buried in majestic mountains, and wildlife everywhere. From sea to shining sea. Canada and the United States share another unique quality. They're immigrant nations, destinations for people around the world who long for political freedoms, economic opportunity, and a long tradition of compassion. Our two nations have the largest trading relationship in the world. $1.5 billion transacted every day. The two-way trade at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor alone equals all American exports to Japan. And we're so comfortable as neighbors. 200 million people across the common border every year. Canada, some may be surprised to learn, is America's largest oil supplier. And the United States is Canada's number one tourist destination. In a snapshot, Canada is a huge country, second largest in the world next to Russia. But its population is only about a tenth the size of the United States, 34 million, split into 10 provinces and 3 territories. 90% of Canadians live within 100 miles of the U.S. border, residing in world-class cities, thriving farms and smaller towns. With good reason, life in the Canadian North is only for the hardy. It is remote and oh so cold. The coldest day ever recorded in North America occurred in 1947 in Snag, Yukon, minus 81 degrees, not including wind chill.
Jesse the Sponge.
Canadians are so generous, they share with us their brightest stars in music, comedy, acting, sports, and journalism. And if you're in a fight, you want the Canadians on your side. They were in World War II before we were. They were there on D-Day, in the air and on the beaches. They've been America's most reliable partners in Afghanistan, and it's been costly and painful. Now, when Canada loses a warrior in that distant land, the nation pauses and honors the fallen along what is called the Highway of Heroes outside of Toronto. Even their diplomats have been there for us. In 1980, a year before the conclusion of the Iranian hostage crisis, 6 American embassy personnel would escape from Iran in an operation organized by Canadian Ambassador Ken Taylor.
The United States is thanking Canada for rescuing those 6 American diplomats from Iran.
Taylor hid the Americans after the U.S. embassy was stormed, created fake Canadian passports, then flew the Americans out of Tehran with a bogus cover story. The 6 in disguise as a mob-looking Hollywood film crew allegedly researching a prospective sci-fi flick. Now, all these years later, Taylor has admitted he was formerly working for the CIA. And if the Iranians had discovered he was an American spy, he would have been in big, big trouble. In our darkest hours, Canada has been with us. On September 11th, as the United States shut down its airspace, Canada instituted Operation Yellow Ribbon, landing 239 U.S.-bound flights with 33,000 passengers at 17 different Canadian airports. And then, amid the uncertainty that followed, entire communities housed and fed those thousands of passengers for days afterward. In the long history of sovereign neighbors, there never has been a relationship as close, productive, and peaceful as the U.S. and Canada. We share a continent and so much more. Speaking before the Canadian Parliament, President Kennedy summarized the relationship this way.
Geography has made us neighbors. History has made us friends. Economics has made us partners. And necessity has made us allies.
Those whom nature has so joined together, said Kennedy, let no man put asunder.
Of course, there are some distinct differences in the culture. The American fans at these games will be unfurling the stars and stripes at every opportunity and chanting, USA, USA. The Canadian Prime Minister had to go before Parliament yesterday and urge Canadians to engage in what he called an uncharacteristic outburst of patriotism, saying, don't be afraid to wave those flags. We'll apologize to the world for our immodesty later. So that's a big difference, Al.
He hopes he has to do it very often. You know what struck me in that piece among all of the items, there are more people in California than there are in all of Canada.
Well, and Canada has a stronger and more sound economy at this point as well. That's a distinctive difference between the two.
Perfectly put. Thank you, Tom. See you during the week.
And that's true. We have a stable economy right now, and I want to thank our current government for taking care of us. But yes, Canada is a very quiet country at times. And we are reticent to show our pride. It's not because we're ashamed. It's just because we're a quiet people. Canada is very, very, how shall I put it? We're very humble. We're a humble people. We are more than happy to take a back seat sometimes and help the rest of the planet. You heard in that clip how we helped during the Iranian crisis. And that's how we do things in Canada. We're a very quiet people, but we're a very proud people. We are very proud of our accomplishments. We're very proud to be a contribution to the planet. We're just not loud about it. Don't know why that is. I think we should be louder because we have a lot to say, actually. But there is one thing that we do get very loud about. That is our military, our men and women in uniform who we support wholly, unadulterated. We are always there for our military, our men and women who fight every day for this great democracy that we call Canada, because it is the soldier and not the reporter who has given us the freedom of the press. It is the soldier, it's not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves under the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag, and who allows the protester to burn the flag. That is the soldier, and that was written by Charles M. Province. I want to share with you a very poignant time in this program, how much we love our soldiers, how much we support them, and how we pray for them every single day. We have a tradition here in Canada. We wear red for our soldiers on Friday. It is very little. It's not enough. But when you come to Canada, on a Friday, you will see many people wearing red. That is because we support our troops. And I want to share with you this.
We wear red for all our soldiers in lands so far away. Serve us and protect us in oh so many ways. We sent them on a mission so that others may survive and enjoy some simple freedoms while going about their lives. As they leave their homes and families with a hug and kiss goodbye, their children and their spouses are left at home to cry. We're red for all our soldiers to support them while they fight, to end the world of terrorism that takes away our rights. So close your eyes and say a prayer and wear some red today. Honor all our soldiers in a land so far away. As they leave their homes and families with a hug and kiss goodbye, their children and their spouses are left at home to cry. So close your eyes and say a prayer and wear some red today. Honor all our soldiers in a land so far away. To honor all our soldiers in a land so far away.
In which we do. We're red on Fridays, wherever you are, if you can. We also stand over the bridges, like Tom Brokaw alluded to. Every time a soldier is repatriated, he comes down the 401, and we stand there over the bridges with our Canadian flags to honor him or her home. Canada is a very, very patriotic country. Like I say, though, we're a very quiet country. But we are patriotic, we are stolid, and we are solid, like I say. It is because of the military that we can enjoy what we have today. All right, I'm getting bored for the kids. Uh-oh, oh no, guess what? I have to sing. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true North strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. And I'm so sorry about that. I didn't expect to have to do that, but I got a... I was bringing up another file to share some more facts about Canada. And, well, that came up. And, of course, when you hear the Canadian National Anthem, everybody takes off their hats, they put their hand over their heart, they stand up, and they sing the National Anthem. And you, well, you just heard it. And kids, don't run out of the room. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I only play a singer on the radio. But like I say, Canada is a wonderful country, and we have every reason to celebrate today. We have every reason to celebrate Canada every day. I have never felt more pride in myself when people all over the world, whether I be talking with them on the Skype or on Facebook or wherever, and they say, "You're from Canada?" And I say, "Yes, I am." And they always espouse, I love Canada. You are so lucky. We have people all over this planet that are not as fortunate as what I enjoy living in this wonderful, wonderful country. There are people who suffer out there every single day. There are people who literally die just to vote. I don't have that. I don't have that. I have. I'm just so fortunate. I get overwhelmed when I talk about Canada, when I talk about people in Canada, when I talk to people in other parts of the world, and they're striving. They're literally dying for democracy, and sometimes I take mine for granted. There are a lot of people out there who have fought and died for me that I enjoy today. And there are still people all over the planet that are still fighting and dying for their democracies. When I talk to these people from other corners of the world, I am humbled because I don't realize that they don't have what I take for granted every single day. So, like I say, though, thanks for listening to me sing. Like I say, I was bringing up my menu and that popped up. But we do sing. We sing the national anthem and we do it with pride. Now, there are a few little factoids that you should know about. For example, I alluded to the beginning of the program. Of course, the capital of Canada is Ottawa, Ontario. Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth is Canada's head of state and the Queen of Canada. I am very proud of that. That's another thing that I will not forget is my British heritage given to me by my forefathers who came to Canada and built Canada and made Canada one. Thank you, Great Britain, for allowing us our own constitution in 1982. However, Queen Elizabeth II is our queen. She is our sovereign. She always will be. God save the queen and God bless her. Do you know that Canada's land is divided into 10 provinces and 3 territories? You know that Canada has more donut shops per capita than the United States? And Canada's national animal is the beaver. Yeah, we got a rodent. The United States, they get the majestic soaring eagle, and we get a beaver. We get a rodent, but that's okay. He's kind of cute. Now, Canada's two official sports, they're lacrosse and hockey, and a lot of people confuse this, okay? Canada, we have two official sports, one summer sport, one winter sport. The summer sport, obviously, is lacrosse, and of course, the winter sport is hockey. Canada's national colors, of course, are red and white. And this, you might find this interesting. Do you know that Canadians consume more Kraft dinner, also known as Kraft macaroni and cheese, per capita than any other nationality on earth? Yeah. But we do have some things that we can be proud of. What did we offer the world in terms of yummy stuff? We gave you Smarties, the Crispy Crunch, the Coffee Crisp. Do you know that the size of our football fields is one less down and the balls are bigger? Didn't know that. Baseball is Canadian. And the first game took place on June 4th in 1838 at Ingersoll, Ontario. Like I say, lacrosse is Canadian. Hockey is Canadian. Basketball is Canadian. And did you know that apple pie is Canadian? Yes. When your grandma makes an apple pie, thank Canada for the recipe. Do you know that Tim Hortons beats Dunkin' Donuts, which is a U.S. company, in Canada? Tim Hortons is the place to go for the very best coffee in the whole wide world. And believe me, my American friends will attest to that because every Christmas I send a couple of tins down to one of them, Tim Hortons, and he begs me, please send more Tim Hortons coffee. It is a very good coffee. And Tim Hortons, they make the best donuts too. Don't forget. Do you know that in the War of 1812, it was started by the Americans, but Canadians pushed the Americans back past their White House? And by the way, we burnt down their White House. We did. The White House was originally built of wood. Now you'll notice it's built of stone because in the War of 1812, us nasty Canadians came over there and we burnt it down. We had one civil war in Canada, and it was fought in a bar. and it lasted over, you know, just an hour. Then we went back to our beer, eh? Like I say, and this one I don't like, and I apologize for. Yeah, standard time. The Hudson Bay Company. Now, you guys are familiar with the Hudson Bay Company, those nice woolly blankets. That was Canada. We call it the Bay. It's the world's oldest company. We have dog sled teams. We, like I say, invented the skidoo, or as you call it, I don't know what you guys call it. I just know it is a skidoo, eh? But we also invented the jet ski, Velcro, zippers, insulin, penicillin, Zambonis, like I say. And do you know that Superman was invented by a Canadian? That's right. A Canadian invented Superman. He was a cartoonist. He came up with the concept of Superman. So we gave you him. And if you've seen the latest movie, you'll thank Canadians for that. But we also gave you a lot of things we're not too proud of. Yeah, we gave you Justin Bieber. Jim Carrey. But we have actually, you know, done not too bad in introducing everything to the world that you could possibly enjoy. Like I say, some not so much. But we did give you comedy. And we did give you some of our most renowned news reporters. We also gave you a foot when you needed it, a hand when you needed it, a foot up, a hand out, a hand up. Canada has always been there for the world. Canada will never fail to be proud of what she does in terms of offering worldwide homage and worldwide self-recognition for herself, because she deserves it. Like Canada, like I say, it's a very quiet country. We tend to be very private people. They don't give themselves self-recognition. But I want to do that because I'm a very loud voice. I have a big mouth, and I brag a lot. So I'll do it for Canada, okay? Hey, Prime Minister Stephen Harper, do you mind if I do a little bit of bragging over here?
What's that?
I'm bragging about Canada, sir. Can I do that?
All right.
Thank you. What's that?
Just keep it humble.
Yes, sir. No, like I say, I'm honored to do this show today for my Canadian friends. I'm honored to do it for my American friends, my UK friends, New Zealand, Australia, Sweden, wherever you are on the planet. If you listen to this, please know that we are here and we are proud, but we are also there for you. If Canada ever needs us, we are there. We showed that in 1979 Iran. We showed that during World War II. We showed that during the Korean conflict. We showed that by setting out men and women, brave forces, to protect what we have. That is our democracy. But we also unleashed a few silly things. Like I say, we unleashed some people maybe too many might not be fond of. Justin Bieber, hello. Quit driving that Ferrari around the neighborhood at breakneck speeds, please. You're making Canada look bad. But we did do something else in terms of the entertainment industry. We gave you Bob and Doug McKenzie.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, beauty, go.
good day. Welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. This record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Each hothead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, because my brother and I are now experts in the field.
Yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now.
Well, so. Except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that? You're making me look bad. You're such a whole can.
Yeah, well, take off. It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums.
Oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not. You're
it
not.
Is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learn.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh, take off. Another record with you, Hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
like
on another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone. Good day.
Good day.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. That's right. I'm going to wrap this up, but I really want to thank everybody who joined me today. I want to join everybody else in celebrating Canada Day today. Happy birthday, Canada. Before I let you go, though, I just want to fill you in on a programming note. On Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m., well, actually, it would be 3 p.m. my time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Randy L. Noble debuts his show right here on the Red Fox Blogger. So please try to be here at 3 p.m. on Thursday afternoon to listen to the Randy L. Noble Show, and that is The Cross Desert. Like I say, though, it has been a wonderful afternoon. I will see you back on my regular show on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You guys, get out there. Fly those flags. Do it loud. Do it proud, enjoy the fireworks, and have a great, great Canada Day. Thank you very much, everybody. See ya. ¶¶